As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, it is draft day. We're going to learn the name of a new Bears player before all is said and done today.
Happy draft day, Mully. It is Thursday, April 24th, the day we all have been waiting for a very long time. We have talked it through very thoroughly, and we are ready for the Bears to get their guy.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And in the interim, it's so much fun to watch the Cubs at night, isn't it? I mean, didn't you feel that last night's game had kind of a familiar feeling to it? A team that is really playing good baseball, period, end of story.
Here's what happened the other night. We had the excitement of the comeback in the 11-10 game. Great. Last night had that certainty, almost, the expectation that they were going to do everything right and they were going to hold on to that lead, tenuous as it was. But that's a very good baseball team playing as well as any team is in the National League right now.
Yep.
And playing as we really should expect them to play throughout this season. It was kind of fun talking before the show about how well they're playing and you wondering aloud. Well, I think Cub fans wonder, you know, maybe not as loud as you did, but are they peaking too soon?
Oh, I didn't say it like that. I was just saying
they're really... Are they peaking
really...
too soon? But tell me, please.
On.
Reassure
no,
me that
they're not. Peaking
okay.
too soon. They're just getting going. I'll tell you what. The Dodgers are not peaking too soon. The Dodgers just don't even... That was a team that came in here and took their beating, for lack of a better term.
They really did.
They lost and they accepted it and off you go. See ya.
Their two games in Chicago were as disappointing to them as the Cubs' two games in Tokyo were as disappointing to the Cubs.
Yeah.
Because they split that series as it all turned out. And really, looking back now, I don't know if Dustin would agree or not, but throughout Cubdom, those two losses in Tokyo kind of maybe got the Cubs' attention. They started the season, and the sense of urgency has been exactly where you want it to be, whether it's in dispatching bullpen pieces in and out the door, on the shuttle back and forth to Iowa, or goodbye, Gage Workman, you need to catch the ball to stay here.
I got to tell you, I mean, that was one that caught me by surprise. I saw the two errors. I understood that that was the third error, but that was an awful quick hook, my friend. Because the thing that it is about that is that's it. Like, that's, you know, if you DFA him, he gone.
He can't come back, right?
No, he cannot.
So there was a...
someone to explain. We have Bruce on it? 825?
Yeah, he needs to explain the Rule 5 ramifications.
Yes. How do you end up with two Rule 5 players
like
on the
White Sox?
How does that happen?
Well,
can they get a third? And I mean that.
I want to know what happens now, because I was under the impression, like I think a lot of us were, that he has to go back to Detroit.
Apparently, you can claim a guy off waivers if he's going to stay in the major leagues.
Okay, so the White Sox could theoretically do it again.
Yes.
They could use a third baseman that can't catch but can hit.
They need a hitter.
They need a hitter.
More than anything else.
They need a hitter.
They need a professional hitter.
But there is a, dare I say, ruthlessness that the Cubs seem to be approaching the roster with this year that you have to respect.
Holloway, I was like, that guy did pretty, what do you mean?
Hollowell,
sorry. I didn't even get to learn his name.
His car was double parked.
Now, but he's back
to Iowa.
He'll be back this weekend, right?
You know something I don't?
No, I'm just saying he seemed like a guy that could pitch.
He can pitch.
Am I wrong
about
that?
He was six up and six down, if I'm not mistaken.
So why not have him come back a little bit?
I'm not sure about that. All right. It wasn't in their original plans. He exceeded expectations. You love it when that happens.
Well, then let a guy wait till you fail expectations.
The rumor was, and I think I maybe saw him a couple times at the plate, but did Ohtani actually show up this series?
Oh, boy.
Was he here?
Yeah.
LVP. LVP.
Our guy, Mr. Dustino, was miffed again this morning because he felt they shouldn't have pitched to him. And it was funny because I, honest to God, when they were pitching to him, I thought, wow, he's so off the boil, they're pitching to him. Like, he's been a rumor. He's been just a hint of a whisper.
He's been human. He's been human. He's played like a guy who's been up late at night wondering about his newborn.
That's it.
And I know that they probably didn't make the trip, but certainly it looked like his mind is heavy, and certainly his swing wasn't the same. And Ohtani leaves town pretty much looking very ordinary.
Not going to be in any Ohtani race. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's not going to last forever, and he's going to have all the home runs and all of the hitting and all of the runs batted in, and he can do it later because the Cubs are done with the Dodgers now. That is the best news for the Cubs.
Yeah, that is good news. That's good news. I think we should start by chanting a certain man's initials repeatedly, and I think we might want to actually give a tip of the cap to a certain executive producer, Dustin William Rhodes, who we have kind of laughed about his prediction for Pete Crow Armstrong to be the greatest young talent in what year was that he was predicting? Because the guy's ahead of schedule.
My prediction is going to be PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong. So a Cubs outfielder will be the biggest star in Chicago by the year 2028.
He's trending very well right now.
He's very ahead of schedule, well, Mr. Dustino.
He is definitely ahead of schedule. And you know what, Dustin? Good call. The only quibble with that prediction is that if he stays, Kyle Tucker will be that guy.
Well, he's a Cubs outfielder.
But
not an option, to be fair. Not an option.
It wasn't an option, to be fair. Exactly right.
No,
PCA is definitely living up to expectations. And the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks have been terrific.
He has only hit like extra base hits. He's like, the guy's batting.
He's a slugging machine.
First of all, he's so bloody fast, but he also has power. That guy is having a moment, and it is pretty spectacular to see it. He opened the season, 2-22?
Yes.
It was just, you know, he had a great spring, and you thought it was going to hit the ground running, and boy, he has really hit the ground running.
I like that he is at the bottom of the order right now. I know I was clamoring for him to lead off, and one day he will. But right now, this lineup and batting order, as we dissect it on a daily basis, makes all the sense in the world. Their first four hitters, I know Suzuki didn't play last night because of the late scratch, but their first four hitters, so selective. They grind through every at bat, and they wear down pitchers. And PCA is the perfect spot at 7, or maybe some days it's 8, but mostly 7, to be effective. And I think that's exactly where he should stay.
With Suzuki out, they started the DH with some 40-year-old dude who, I got to be honest with you.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not seeing it over here.
I'm not seeing it either.
So I know we don't talk about such matters as we're going through things.
I know we're not going to criticize the Cubs this morning, but
hold on a second.
Do you really have to substitute the designated hitter in the third spot? Does the DH bat third every day?
When he can't,
we talked about that
weight
before. That was a big criticism of. I just don't understand. Like if you the DH has to be, it just seems, you know, for lack of a better term, lazy.
Lazy.
It just comes off as lazy. But again, when you've got a first place team and you just swept the world champs and they're in the rear view mirror,
feel great about it. Feel great about everything.
And he had the absolute onions to throw to Ohtani with an open base. Coomer was like, what's going on? And there's no bigger supporter of Craig Counsell than Ron Coomer. They're buddies. I mean, Pat Hughes brought it up. Ron, do you think?
Pat brought it up. You know there's some controversy there. You know it's worthy of second guessing. Because
so I don't want it all pinned on me, okay?
What do you think of this, Ron?
But you're the only one that is still peeved about it.
But did anybody else have like an upset stomach listening to it?
When I was watching it, I thought, wow, like they're throwing to him here because he's so bad right now. Like that's how bad it's gotten for him. I didn't think, oh, he's going to make a pay. I thought he's really not playing well right
now.
And I've never seen him kind of that mediocre.
I think that's a good point. I had a similar reaction to Dustin, I hate to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't gotten over it.
I know. I'm over it.
But you saw the result and you're like,
let's just not if we get to Craig Tober and the Cubs are playing the Dodgers, let's not like let's go back to April 23rd and with an open base throw to Ohtani.
Well, okay. But can you give him credit this morning for the pinch running? I know Bruhan is not your guy, and I understand
he might be
skepticism.
The next guy.
He might be, but he did pinch run and didn't he steal a base?
It feels like Justin Turner might have
slid through a base and was tagged out.
He might have the inside track on him, Dustin.
I just think that we have to be fair. If we're going to criticize, then we also need to compliment. And Craig Counsell made a pretty good move. Look at his look.
I'm more impressed that Matthew Boyd got him out. He was the one who actually threw the ball.
Bruhan ran for Turner. And for the second night in a row, made an impact on the base paths.
Well, Turner can't run for himself.
Wait a minute, we got to go back.
I'm not sure he can hit for himself.
Okay. What?
Did Bruhan score a run?
No, he stole a base.
And then what happened?
He stole a base. He overslid.
This is which one is worse? Giving credit to Bruhan for stealing a base
and that, or Craig Counsell doing the absolute obvious thing the other night and putting in the pinch runner that we wanted to give me all this grief for. That was my point. Like, oh, good job, Craig. Good job knowing the rules. As the highest paid manager in baseball by almost $2 million, you knew to put the fastest guy you had left on your team on second base, and we want to do backflips and think, God, check a box for manager of the year for Craig Counsell.
Except that he's not. Dave Roberts is the highest paid manager in baseball, and the Cubs are 16-10 after the toughest portion of their schedule.
Was the highest paid manager.
Oh. I don't know why you're grumpy today.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're grumpy today.
I would imagine this must be killing you, all this success.
I'm taking it one, as I do with all Cubs games, I'm taking it one game at a time. As Craig Counsell mentioned, this I agree with him wholeheartedly. They're about 100, and without getting into the math exactly, there are about 130 more games to go.
Well, to your point.
That's just baseball, unfortunately.
That's just baseball. They are 16-10 now.
That's pretty good.
And after 26 games last year, they were 17-9. So your point is well taken. But can you just enjoy
it? Listen,
today?
I enjoyed it. I'm always with bated breath, right?
Like, but
it's always have to make it difficult.
It's so much more difficult than it was last year. And they've already, as he pointed out, won series against some of the best teams in baseball.
Ohtani was 1-for-14.
Ohtani was 0-for-10 against Shota. Isn't that unbelievable?
It is.
Can you imagine if you were Shota, how puffy-chested you'd be?
You would want to definitely celebrate that.
Yeah.
In the shower and sing.
Yes, you would.
You would want to sing about that in the shower.
Go, Cubs, go.
Go, Cubs, go.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.